You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Casey here with Dave, and each week at the Football Radio Show, we give you our expert insight, analysis, and opinions on the top trending stories in the NFL. Dave, we made it through the summer, baby. Training camp is here. Are you ready?
It's here. Finally, dude. Unbelievable. The drought is coming to an end here as we approach NFL preseason, man. It's going to be good.
All right. We're in training camp, but our next stop is the Trend Zone. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the return of NFL football to Los Angeles, the Hall of Fame game being canceled due to unsafe field conditions, quarterback battles, new coaches. But Dave, let's get started with what's trending. Do you have a nug for the peoples?
Yes, I do, Casey. This is going to come as a shock to some out there, but football is back in Los Angeles.
Woo! All right.
All right. Come on now. You might have heard this already, people, but we're just pumped up here. Coming out from Los Angeles here, we've got a team back here, and there is a lot of excitement brewing around this team. And additionally, they will be featured on Hard Knocks, HBO show. It'll be out every Tuesday during the preseason. It's awesome television, and it's going to be great featuring this Rams football team. The Ram move from St. Louis to Los Angeles, the position battles like the quarterback position and also the continued likely dominance of a one Todd Gurley, running back extraordinaire. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah, that gets started on Tuesday, August 9th, 10 p.m. Eastern. Set the old DVR to get that. And hey, Rams fans everywhere, you can enter to win an Eric Dickerson throwback jersey.
Sweet.
From the dudes at Football Radio Show. Just head on over to Twitter at FootballRS, and we will get all the details right there for you. Get in for your chance to win. All right, Dave, we mentioned it. The Hall of Fame game canceled. We thought we were going to wake up and get to talk about that three-play series of Andrew Luck watching Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, cursing his brother from The Bachelor. No dice, brother. No game. I don't remember this ever happening. Bonkers, dude.
Man, yeah, it's just unfortunate. And, you know, the game is virtually unwatchable, especially into the fourth quarter and everything. But you're damn right we were going to watch that game. And it's the beginning of football season, and it was a jip there. But they had to do what they had to do. They did the right thing. You can't get anybody out there hurt due to these crappy field conditions. And, you know, it just builds up the anticipation for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, man.
I told you it was a mistake to hire that guy from the Snickers commercial that painted the chef's field, the great Googly Moogly. Guy should have been fired.
He wasn't himself until he had his Snickers. That's what went wrong there, man. All right, let's move this thing along, Casey. We'll get this thing started, as you mentioned at the top. We've got some QB competitions going on here in the NFL, some really heated battles. Get this thing started off in Philadelphia for us.
Yeah, the Eagles move up to draft Carson Wentz, and it's kind of a head-scratcher because they got Chase Daniel. They brought him over with Peterson from Kansas City, but you got Sam Bradford there, and you're paying Sam Bradford $22 million.
Wow.
I cannot see a scenario where you bench that guy. It's just too much money. You bring Wentz along slowly. And like I said, what about Daniel? This is one of the few ascending backup quarterbacks in the NFL. You got a logjam there. Bradford won't be there for too long, but he's definitely going to be the starter for this season.
Yeah, very interesting situation. Very, very deep quarterback room there. All right, along, moving it along, it's Denver Broncos. Rarely do you have a Super Bowl champion have a unbelievable void at quarterback. Obviously, the retirement of Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler moving on. We've got Mark Sanchez versus Trevor Siemian here in a heated battle, not to mention the rookie, but we're assuming that it's going to be between Sanchez and Siemian. Sanchez, the guy with a handful, more than a handful of snaps under his belt for the Jets.
Couple AFC championships, dude.
Hello. Will you put a team around him with a good defense that can run the football? Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like this Bronco team. Maybe he can get
but
it
do they down. Have any receivers?
I don't know. Maybe the best group Sanchez will have a chance to work with if he can win that job, and he's damn set on doing it, man.
All right, here in L.A., our Rams are back. We got Jared Goff versus Case Keenum. Case Keenum had, like, what, 12 years at the University of Houston? Very polished there. Did a lot of great seasons, had big numbers. Jared Goff, the California bro, the number one pick in the NFL. Yeah, he's going to be the face of the franchise. Not yet. No need to rush him in here. It's going to be a brutal schedule. getting the season going. Let Case Keenum get in there, see what he can do. And if the season's not looking great, then you bring in Goff. But I say you don't have to rush this guy. We're going to be patient, man. We waited 20-plus years for football. We can wait a couple weeks for our franchise quarterback.
That's going to be a real fun battle to watch here. Up next, it's San Francisco with Blaine Gabbert versus Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick was possibly the greatest football player ever, according to some prognosticators and analysts. However, he was banged up quite a bit last year, and Blaine Gabbert got on the field and was really able to make some good things happen. It wasn't a good year to be a 49er or a 49ers fan, but for Blaine Gabbert, he kind of got a real second chance there, and he showed that he actually is an NFL-caliber quarterback. It'll be interesting to see how healthy Kaepernick is, and that job is up for grabs with a new coaching staff in place there.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch these next few weeks. Now, Dave, we got some more new quarterbacks in different places, but there's no competition left in these few cities. Get us started in Houston.
Yeah, it's Brock Osweiler. He bailed out on the Broncos when they benched him. He became disgruntled at that point, and he was not going to stick around in Denver. It was just
$18 million get you gruntled now, though, baby.
He got gruntled pretty quickly there. He only left they only gave him a couple more million than he would have had if he stayed put. But he moves on. He is the man in Houston, and it's going to be fun to see. It's a pretty small sample size, and he didn't light the scoreboard up necessarily. So it'll be interesting to see now that it's all on him what he can get done.
Yeah, rarity here in Cleveland, a quarterback controversy. They've only had 24 before this guy was named the starter. And guess who that is? It's RG3. Dave, I'm off of my Bob band. RG3 is back in my good graces. I'm fully supporting him now that he is out of Washington. I'm hoping a fresh start gives this guy what he needs. He's got a great skill set. He's fun to watch. If he can get his mind right and put in the work, this guy, I think, can still play quarterback in this league. Just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, just don't get sacked. And they gave up a ton of sacks last year. Last one, Casey. It's not really any kind of controversy, and it's not even a new starting quarterback. But yes, New England will have a new starting quarterback for the first time in over a decade to start the season. It'll be Jimmy Garoppolo as Tom Brady sits on, I don't know if he's even going to be sitting on the bench, maybe in a press box or something.
He's going to be on a beach with Giselle, dude.
That's right. He's taking the first month off. Jimmy's got the job out there. It'll be interesting to see if Jimmy doesn't crash the Ferrari, as they say, and he keeps it going.
The sad thing is, dude, the Pats could probably lose all four of those games and still win that division.
12-4, baby. What are you talking about? Get you right to the top. All right, we'll move this thing along, folks. Every year in the NFL, it is unbelievable turnover. There's 32 head coaching positions, but it seems like at least 5, 7 maybe every year get replaced. You're already on the hot seat as soon as the ink dries on your contract. Casey, get us started in New York.
Yeah, the Giants, Ben McAdoo getting the nod there. He's been the offensive coordinator. They're moving on from Tom Coughlin. What did that bum do? Oh, yeah, a couple Super Bowls. I forgot. Not good enough to stay in Giant land there. McAdoo had that offense getting going towards the end of the season. No real run game, but he's still got Eli there. He's got Beckham there. There's a ton of weapons. They got Sterling Shepard in there, who I love. Hate that he's a Giant. But I think that offense will get going. They spent the money to fix the defense, so we'll see what McAdoo can get going.
Yeah, okay, up next, Case, it's Chip Kelly, and he's in front man for the Niners now. He wore out his welcome pretty quickly in Philadelphia.
That'll happen when you trade away all their good players.
For smoothies. But Tom Sula was a one and done there in San Francisco. They were not very good under him, and they had a lot of injuries as well. So it was just an awful year for 49ers. But you know what? This is a fresh start here for Chip Kelly, and it's a fresh start for these quarterbacks that Chip's going to have to work with. It's going to be very interesting to see that offense in play there. So very fun.
And then in Cleveland, how do you get better? You take away from your divisional foes. They brought over Hugh Jackson. He was the offensive coordinator there in Cincinnati. He's now the man in Cleveland. They got rid of Mike Pettine. He was unsuccessful there. We mentioned RG3 in Cleveland. And shoot, LeBron took the Cavs, got the title there. Cleveland is now title city, so who knows? Anything can happen. Where hope springs eternal for the Brownies, baby. Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Up next, it's
you're not
Adam
buying it.
Hey, I'm just gonna go to the next one. Okay. It's Adam Gase. He's the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He was the OC for the Bears last year. They got a lot of good things done for that Bears offense. Before that, obviously, out of Denver, working under Peyton Manning. So this guy is a young coach, but an offensive guru, an offensive-minded guy, genius on the ascension. Let's see what he can get done with Tannehill, who's been hot and cold. When he's hot, he can play very, very well. He's talented, but you need him to play more consistently there, and we'll see what Adam Gase can get done.
Yeah, you mentioned Chip Kelly got fired, so the Eagles needed a coach. They bring in Doug Peterson, a little bit of a head scratcher. This is a guy from the Andy Reid coaching tree. They fired Andy Reid to get to Chip Kelly. Now they bring Peterson back. But this is supposedly a quarterback guru, so he'll fit there with Carson Wentz for long term. But he's got his handful in a very tough division. Although the NFC is so ugly, 7-9 might win this year. But they got a new guy. So I guess they're excited in Philadelphia. I don't know.
It's all quarterbacks, dude. They're just going to roll quarterbacks out. Okay, moving along. It's Dirk Koetter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last year, Lovie Smith was the guy there. He did a great job selecting his offensive coordinator. It was Dirk. And guess what? Dirk did a really nice job with Winston, the quarterback there. And their offense was actually fifth in total offense. They ran the ball effectively. They passed the ball effectively. And that got Dirk this job. And let's see what he can do to take it to the next level. It's a tough division there, but it's also wide open. It's all there for the taking. Buccaneers fans got to be pretty excited right now.
Yeah, and Jameis losing a few of those LBs, not coming into camp fatty this year. So he's locked and loaded there. It's going to be fun to watch what happens there. And then you move it down to Tennessee. Mike Mularkey getting a job there full-time, took over last season. Brought back Ken Wisenhunt to work in that offense. They got Mariota with the first overall pick last year. He showed some signs. Now you bring over DeMarco Murray, and you got Henry from Alabama. Got the strong 1-2 punch there with the running backs. Got Dick LeBeau molding that defense there. I think all signs are pointing up for these Titans, man. They are going to be fun to watch in a wide open
division.
They
can't get much worse, right, Casey? Come on. I love Mariota. I'm excited about what they're going to do. Mularkey can get a lot out of him and take him to that next level. He's got so much potential, man. One more thing, little add on here. Casey, Joey Bosa, get your ass to camp. What are you doing?
No kidding, racked.
Jeez.
Joey, being a multimillionaire is not good enough.
Jeez,
I want even more. Get there, dude. You're missing out on a bunch of reps. And we know what happens, dude. You know what happens. What happens? And you hold out?
Guaranteed. You're behind the eight ball there. You're trying to work to catch up. You pull a hammy. Boom. Hammy blow.
Come on, Bosa. You're better than that. All right. Hey, just want to remind you, if you haven't done so already, but you probably have. But if you haven't, head over to the YouTubes and subscribe to the Football Radio Show YouTube channel. So much video goodness. You will not believe your eyes. We got so much football love coming your way from now, baby. We're still in training camp. We're stretching out. We're lifting all the weights. We are going to be primed, locked and loaded for week one. Make sure you hang out with Football Radio Show all season long. He's Dave. I'm Casey. We are out of here.